All right, I'm going to stop you guys right there. Before y'all go any further, I have a question y'all need to answer. Why were y'all breaking into Mr. Sloth's house? Y'all know he's an older guy. This doesn't make sense. Why would you do that?
Well, you know, he was the one we made the wager with, and we were just trying to get our food back, and we needed to get it back quick as we could. So we were going to go do what we had to do to get it.
Well, guys, you know that's not right. I had to report y'all. I got to do what's right, and I got to save him. I had to get him out of there. I wasn't going to risk any harm to him. He was my teacher. Can't do that. And hold on, what's that behind y'all? Is that y'all's wives? The lions cowardly turn around.
No, that's two armadillos. What are you talking about?
When they turn back around, Saint is gone. But little did Saint know, Isabella happened to be walking through the forest as well. And as she's walking through, she saw a commotion, so she got a little closer and she heard everything that was being said. And he didn't know that Isabella's uncle was Mr. Sloth. All right, I'm running. And as I'm running, I'm trying to think of what I want to do. I want to do something to help them so that I can get them off my back. And also just because they sound like they need help. So I think I'm going to do a I'm going to do a paw wash. I think I can do a paw wash and get plenty of food together doing a paw wash. So I'm going to call Bennington up, get a paw wash started, try and get some food. And that's why I can get the lions off my back and then just help people in general because, you know, it's what I want to do. So I call, so Saint calls Bennington.
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's been up? Hey, Bennington, I'm trying to get a paw wash started. Do you think you can come help me get everything going?
Yeah, man, when you need me.
Well, let's get this started right now. How about that? Can you do it right now?
Yeah, I'll be over.
1 hour later. Oh, my goodness, where is Bennington? He's still not here. I wonder if his girlfriend, that tiger, has just kept him this whole time. I've always wondered how an owl and a tiger got together anyway. That's neither here nor there. Just at that time, Bennington came crashing through the door. Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, I had a conference call with my friend, the giraffe and the chipmunk. You know, they're always trying to take up my time talking about nonsense. But luckily, the giraffe had some bamboo to plant. And the chipmunk's wife, Miss Unicorn, finally told him to get off the phone. So I'm all yours. So tell me about this paw wash you want to do. What are we doing it for? Well, Bennington, I figured out why the lions were so angry with us after the game. So they kind of bet on our game, and we won, which meant that they lost. And I wouldn't be worried about it, except for the fact that they lost all their food. And so the sucker inside of me wants to help them out. Hey, man, I don't know about that. That's their own fault. Why they betting their food if they can't afford it? I know. But you know I'm trying to help. Doo-doo-doo! About that time, Saint got a text message. It said, "Hey!" Exclamation point. Saint turned to Bennington and said, "I just got a text from a number I don't have saved." "Oh yeah, man, that reminds me. I want to let you know that I gave Isabella your number. She asked me for it earlier." Saint freaked out. "Bennington, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? Isabella, the girl I've been trying to tell you I want to talk to this whole time, asked you for my number and you don't tell me that you give it to her. Ugh! What should I text back?"
"Dear Isabella, I love you so much. I have always loved you since the moment we were cubs, when we were walking around next to our mom and dad's. I just fell in love with you then, and I will always love you. I want to marry you and have your kids. I want to wake up and we sniff butts together. I want to experience and share everything my life has to offer with you. Love, Saint." "Sin." "No, I can't send that. No. I'd be a gerbil. Cannot." All she literally said was, "Hey. I should probably just say, who is this? Because I can't come off as knowing who it is and just immediately going into a conversation. I look too desperate. So, hey, who is this?" "Sin." "Whew. Ah, bubble, bubble, bubble." She writes back, Isabella does. "Hey, heard you got tangled up with the two lions. Want to discuss? Call me when you get time. Oh, crap. So the entire place thinks I'm a snitch. Oh, God, this place is a zoo. There's no way that I'll be able to get out of this. I got to start this paw wash. I got Isabella. She knows everything that's going on. I got to clear my name there. And then Bennington, I don't know. He's just been to the root of everything thus far. But we'll get through this. So I'm going to text Isabella back this. Isabella, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. I know you had issues with those lions, but they're not going to bother you anymore. And Isabella sent back, hey, don't mess with the lions. They're part of a bigger plan than what you know. What? Huh?
Hey, Saint, snap out of it.
Man, I needed that.
Man, where were you?
Man, my mind was all over the place. I was overthinking everything. I was creating scenario after scenario. If I text this, I could text that. She could say this. She could say that. It's too much. I'm just going to go simple. I'm going to invite her to the paw wash, and I'm going to invite her to dinner. Send. Ding. Dang, that was quick. Yes, I would love to do both. 5 hours later. Man, we made 500 pounds of food. That's way more than I expected. That's awesome, man. Isabella walks up to Saint. So you ready to go to that dinner yet? Yeah, I got to make one stop. I got to drop off some food for some people that need it. I actually did this paw wash to help them, and they don't even know it. I just want to do something nice for them. Isabella says, that's perfect. Let's go. So we go over to – so Saint and Isabella walk over to the lion's house, and they knock on the door. Both lions answer the door.
Man, what are you doing here?
Man, I just want to let you know I just made this food for you. I wanted to drop this off for you. It's 500 pounds worth of food. Here, this is for y'all.
Man, I didn't expect that. I appreciate that. We really going to need that.
No problem. Don't worry about it. So Saint and Isabel head off to dinner. They sit down, they're eating dinner, and all of a sudden, Saint gets a feeling.
What is that feeling that I'm feeling? Could it be meant for me? Is it love floating in the air? Where might it land? Could it fall in my hand so I can place it in my heart?
Isabella looks at him with a blank face. What's going on?
Man, nothing.
I'm feeling good about this date.